Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 3 for Wednesday, August the 3rd. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Wednesday morning, tracking gains in vegetable oil. Canola was anywhere from $4 to $6 higher, with the November contract checking in at $452.10 a ton. That's up $4.60. The Chicago Board of Trade soy complex was higher, which added to the upside for canola. Recent rain across western Canada has bolstered concerns about excess water in some canola-growing regions. Rain in parts of Europe is delaying the rapeseed harvest over there, which could cut into supplies. The front-month November contract continues to hold above its key support level. However, on the other side of the coin, there are ideas favorable weather in the U.S. Midwest could improve the soybean crop. Any significant losses today could be viewed as selling opportunities. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 8 cents higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $9.59 a bushel. Traders were out bargain hunting this morning, while a new outlook for the U.S. Midwest calls for warmer temperatures than originally expected. However, rain is still expected at some point, along with some cooler temperatures in the Midwest, and the U.S. harvest will still be very large, so today's gains could be limited. Corn was slightly higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.34 a bushel. Some estimates for U.S. production say this year's crop could be north of 15 billion bushels, with yields of 175 bushels an acre. The market is technically oversold. On the international front, a new estimate for the Brazilian crop lowered the output for the crop in Brazil to 66 million tons. That's about 3 million tons lower than the previous estimate. U.S. wheat was 7 to 8 cents higher, with the September contract checking in at $4.09 a bushel. U.S. wheat took strength from gains in corn and soybeans. Concerns for the crop in France and other parts of Europe bolstered prices. Demand for U.S. wheat has been reasonably strong, and weakness in the U.S. dollar has helped out the contract recently. As always, cheap wheat coming out of Russia continues to cut into exports. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August the 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.